Welcome to Intrepid Heroes, an actual play podcast of the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm Scott, and I'm playing Zosra Shizori, a Patra Skirmisher operative who's looking for a new cause.
I'm Stephanie, and I'm playing Starchild, a Soki envoy full of energy from the Drift.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Krizek Vare, a Warblood Vest soldier with a knack for violence.
I'm Mark. I'm playing Iswar, a Kasathan Graviton Solarian.
I'm John, and I'm playing Dr. Vic Dume, an android witchwarper seeking a lost reality.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jode, a human mystic looking to make the galaxy a better place.
And now, on to the episode. And welcome, everyone, to Intrepid Heroes. We are playing the Starfinder 2nd Edition Playtest Adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. And our group of eclectic folk have been exploring the ghost levels of Absalom Station, or a ghost level of Absalom Station, a twisting, turning set of passages and corridors and rooms that don't really make a whole lot of sense, sort of
confusing.
Mashed together. Confusing and weird. There's robots malfunctioning, statues coming to life, and terrible, the worst thing of all, unwanted ads.
So many pop-ups.
So many, yes. But you manage to skip those pop-ups, delete those ads, and you find yourself sort of back where you started, near the elevator that brought you here. This particular corridor leading right back to this central spoke. I'm going to unpause the game here so you can all sort of move around and try to think about where you want to go next.
Well, obviously that was not the correct way to find our way out of the ghost levels.
Uh-oh.
And there's no chance of repairing the elevator, right?
It doesn't look like it's just out, completely out of power. You go in there, like the elevator bank buttons are just completely dead.
I mean, definitely not the way we repair stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good point. Beyond my ability.
Head southwest. What if we just kind of keep going southwest? Is that there's another corridor down here, right?
Yeah, there's all sorts of corridors. You can actually also see right by as you walk by, Joe, the ladder leading up to the catwalks that sort of run above here and there.
Well, that's where I belong.
Yes, clearly you belong
on the catwalk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I do it everywhere I go.
Well, I seem to have lost track of everybody else.
Yeah, Jode is all the way down to the door.
He's gone and ran sort of
I believe his expectations.
I'm like to the edge of the light. I'm like, what's down here?
Jode has expectations that this door is something we want to do.
Okay. Well, I don't emit light, so all I can do is be in other people's jagged slices of light.
Yeah, only a couple of you have flashlights, and these corridors are just sort of pitch black otherwise, generally.
Can I just turn on my flashlight, I suppose?
You can if you want to. You just let me know.
How do I know if I have a flashlight?
Do you have one on your character sheet?
Is it in your inventory?
It would be in the inventory.
All comm units also can give off a little bit of light. So they're basically little PDAs, little cell phones. Mm.
Oh,
nope. Jode, I'm not so lucky. I did not.
Okay. So Jode, Ron, do you want to have your flashlight on right now?
Sure. I'd click on this 30-foot emanation thing.
Yeah, I think so. You could turn it on. You can equip it, basically hold it in one hand and turn it on. Flashlight lit. Ba-dum. There it is.
Already.
See more light now.
Yeah, it's because you have sort of double flashlights going on here.
I have to say that the effects are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, it lets me cover an area. I see an area in red, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because there's a door? It is because there's a
door. There's a door there.
Oh, suddenly I open a door and I can see a bunch more stuff.
You can see a bunch more stuff.
Look at you.
For a second as I describe what's going on here.
Okay.
I'm interested in see what else I might have missed.
There is some kind of egg-shaped console in the center of this room. In front of you. There are also sort of just barely see to the left and to the right of the door. There's sort of like raised daises, which look like they have seats on them.
Seats on them?
Yeah, little chairs.
Maybe a classroom.
Yeah, the classroom or something like that.
Or operating theater.
Are there any other exits out of this area?
Well, you're not sure. You'd have to get a little further in to see.
Yeah, I'll go take a quick look.
You can't. The game is paused.
Take a look. The game is paused.
Oh, sorry. There you go.
All right. I'm not letting Joe go first.
No, I can't take a look because I don't know where. Did I zoom in too much? Perhaps I did.
Probably. You might have zoomed in too much.
And I can't Easy to zoom do. Out.
So you got the zoomies.
I do have the zoomies.
I go over this way.
You can see, like, up on this area, there, up on this sort of dais over here, there is a doorway that leads kind of north, and sort of behind you, up on the other dais, is a doorway that leads east. Door.
But well, these chairs look more like an airport corridor than a...
Yeah, what is this orb? I want to take a closer look at it.
Okay.
I want to sit and watch you while you're taking a closer look at it.
There's like a console attached to it, a computer console attached to it.
Oh, I try to just use that in the most mundane, no skill in computers kind of way. I just try to like turn it on and...
Don't let me do it.
Okay, I step aside.
Okay.
Like, I got it turned on for you.
Thank you.
All right, important.
Down there.
That was the printer.
All right. Can I make a computers check?
Apparently we can't leave because we're low on cyan.
You go to like sort of turn it on. Joe did not turn it on. You go to sort of touch the sort of power button. You touch the power button, and a torrent of electricity comes running up your hand. I need you to make a reflex save.
A reflex save.
Let's I think see. He needs him to make a reflex
right
save, too.
There.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. I'm sorry. I legitimately thought I'd already turned that on.
It's okay.
Okay. 26. Pretty good. Yeah, you are only taking half this. You're only taking 4 points of electricity damage.
Wow.
The egg or whatever it is turns on as you're being shocked. And let me see if this worked. Did that work?
It's a big power surge.
Yeah.
So, as it does, all of these operates, you're clearly in some sort of observatory. Lighting up is the entire packed world, floating in hologram planets, you know, images all around you, sort of.
Oh, okay. That's what these are
gently beginning to drift. Yeah, that's what they're showing. Yeah. Right,
that's cool.
And they're now fully lit up and kind of showing, you know, giving off a lot of light here. It kind of looks a little weird. Those of you who are familiar with it, you can see one of the farthest planets out there, Octurn, right, smallish, and it's like flickering in and out quite oddly. And you're not sure exactly why. Maybe there's some sort of electrical malfunction. And as you sort of are maybe sort of contemplating that, there's like a small hatch in the base of this near the console there, right? Small hatch in the base of this egg. It kind of like pops open, and out slithers. Well, slithers and half slithers, half flies. This creature, kind of an eel snake with bat wings, and a kind of a blue frill along the top of its head, which kind of crackles with electricity, sort of semi simultaneously, the door to the east kind of opens up, and in trundles in one of those maintenance robots. Observatory room. And I think we're gonna roll initiative now.
Okay,
sweet. Is this flying snake eel creature known to us? Is this like a kind of thing we've seen before?
That's a good question. Let me see how it's a fairly common thing. Yeah, it's pretty common. You've all sort of have maybe heard or had dealt with these pests, electrovores. They're little vermin that like to eat electricity. Did I get everyone on here? I did not get Starchild.
I don't see me on there. There we go. No.
No, I haven't gotten everyone on here yet.
Okay.
I'm just rolling.
Rolling.
Oh, there
we go. See me rolling. Okay. Oh, there's Starchild. There you are. You're sort of hidden underneath that planet.
Unfortunately.
Oh, yes. I was hidden underneath that planet. Gazing at it lovingly. Whatever planet it might be.
Is Absalom on there?
Absalom Station is on there. Yes. As one of the sort of celestial bodies. All right, Seth just needs you to roll.
Oh, I was going to say the planet. Is the planet on?
There's no planet, Absalom. You mean Galarian?
Galarian, yeah. Galarian.
Now, Lost Galarian is not part of this particular...
We're not going back that far. Okay.
No. We're not going back.
It's a station.
Yeah. All right, let's begin. Jode, you are first.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm just going to put this guy right here.
Again?
It's right, basically right on top of the...
How come the maintenance robot goes before I do?
Okay, I am unable to zoom in, so I'm trying to look at this from a distance. I see, it looks like they are 5, 10, 15, 20, 25...
Hey, Ron?
35 feet apart.
Yes.
Ron?
Yes?
There's two ways to zoom in. Either the rollerball or control and then the plus sign.
Oh. I want to make sure that my ricochet is not, you know what, if that's going to be the case, I'm going to go ahead and shoot the electrovore, even from where I am.
Yeah, it's like literally right in front of you.
Yeah, okay. Sure, I'll shoot at it.
Okay.
That'll teach it.
Yeah, sure will.
That is going to miss with 14.
All right. Fine. I will. I will try to shoot at it again. How about that? Yeah. That's even worse.
Even worse with a 4. Miss.
And then I'm going to. That's a critical miss. And then I'm going to step back. And then I will step back.
Okay.
And then I am done. I can move my figure once I can actually regain the map.
I'll just switch it back there. Dr. Dume, you're also sort of close to all this happening.
Yeah, so that electrovore is there. I'm going to go ahead and cast a cantrip at it. I'll try a Eldritch Lance.
All right.
So I want to
that attack roll.
Target it. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then do I have to do something else to get it going?
You can just click the button that says attack on the in the chat.
Yep.
Thing there. Look at that. That is a big hit.
Oh yeah.
Roll your damage.
All right. And the damage doesn't show up in the chat. I have to roll it differently.
It's if you look back up to the spell, there's a roll damage button.
Okay. I'm looking at it. I don't see it.
You just scroll back up to where you've put the spell in chat.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, in chat. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking the wrong place. Sorry. Look at that.
12 points of max damage.
Very nice.
Wow. This thing screeches out in mental pain.
And I'm going to move back a little bit.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Crouch
out the wall.
Okay. I am going to go running
up to this little robot.
Yep. And I'm going to mess him up.
All right. Well, let's see.
Okay.
You did pretty good messing these things up before. Ooh.
Yes, you did.
Ooh, that's a good messing stuff
and
up.
And that's a compliment, yes. Huh?
That's a 23, and that is a definite hit. Oh, you're on max damage again.
Again?
Wow.
That's nice.
Wow.
He's angry.
Leave it in half.
He's very angry right now.
He's always angry. Why do you get so angry?
But he's also having a blast.
Why are you so angry, yeah, Bruce?
That's his secret. He's always
he's
angry.
He's always angry.
Yeah, exactly.
Alrighty. All right. Do you have another action there, Jim?
Sure.
You've moved and smashed the thing up completely. Anything else you want to do?
How high up is this? Little platform.
Oh, I'm on the platform. It's like 5 feet. It's barely 5 feet. It's like 4 or 3 feet. You can leap over the. There's a little bit of a rail, so you can kind of duck under it or leap over it if you want to go straight across.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll jump down.
Great.
Yep.
Iswar.
All right. Well, he's right adjacent to me, so okay. Let's target him, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that worked. And let's go ahead and roll my strike. Oh, wait a minute, is that? Yeah, that's the right one. There we go.
That's going to miss with an 11, unfortunately.
Yeah, 11.
Dodges out of the way.
Yeah. I'll try another one.
Hey, nat 20. Ooh,
nat 20. Crits. There we go.
All right, roll that critical damage. Is this guy even going to get to go? Ooh, 7 on the die. 22 damage. All right. You kill it. Okay. I don't like Hooray! It, but you kill it.
Delete it.
That's what we say. You just sort of smack down on it with your flail at it. Bam.
You hit me first.
The body, it was electricity in the console. It didn't necessarily this thing. Smacks down, boom, and you kind of like hit the body. Its body kind of like lands on this like egg shape. And you kind of hear like this voiceover kind of crackle to life above, throughout the thing. Essentially, Neil deGrasse Tyson kind of like, Pack Worlds has been a fascinating system for millennia. Yeah, starting even from the birthplace of all humanity, Galarian, and sort of doing this sort of a long extended spiel.
Okay.
Do you have another action?
I do. Kind of at a loss here. Try another computer's check, I guess. I'm not sure what to.
You can give me, if you want to, just sort of give me a computer's check for, like, basically knowledge, right?
Sure.
I don't know what that is, actually. This is obviously a holographic projector of an observatory. It doesn't look like it's malfunctioning. It looks just kind of, like, powered down. And maybe you can kind of look in the panel that this thing came out of. It was clearly chewing on the wires, which is why it was turned off when you came in, and probably why you got a big shock when you touched the console. But it's operating, pretty normally, except for the fact that the Auktern keeps kind of like flickering in and out. Everything else seems to be functioning quite normally. And maybe this electro was chewing on that particular circuit board or whatever. So you're up on, maybe sitting on this chair up here, it looks like, on the dais, pretty close to the door. You can actually, from where you are, hear that something has, you hear basically like, it's kind of like a hovering noise, a kind of coming from the hallway that you were just in, and a very, like a robotic voice saying, violence detected. It is awake. Violence detected. Investigating. A disturbance.
Wait, from the which door?
The door you came in.
Yeah, so right beside where I am.
Yeah.
Can you guys close that?
Whose turn is it?
It's Zostra's turn. It's Scott's turn. Yeah.
Okay.
Close that? I guess.
Maybe. Yeah. Move over. I've got the movement to get over there. Look down the hallway.
you see this robot, this floating robot. Looks like a kind of a cone-shaped robot with two arms, but then also it's holding a gun. It's got a gun attached to it, basically. So I'll show this to you. And it's got a kind of a targeting reticle as it's like one eye. And it's beep, 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 kind of hovering towards you.
I'm trying to stand in the doorway, and it's not letting me. Okay.
Well, yeah, this with the grid.
That's pretty creepy looking.
Yeah, that's close enough. Yeah. So I get there and I go, oh, nope, no violence here. And then I shoot at it.
Nice. All right.
So let me target it. Because one action, one action. I'm not going to do the aim or anything because I'm going to shut the door.
Just a quick shot and then shut the door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Shut the
After
front
declaring
door.
There is no violence here.
Yeah. Sure, of course, yes.
Shut that door.
Keeps happening here. Great. That is a hit. Give me some damage.
It's just a straight D6 damage.
Okay, fair enough. Scorch the thing, and it basically sort of, and the targeting reticule definitely hones in on you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Shut the door. Fair enough. Alrighty. Starchild, it is your turn. Do you want to do anything? There's no one like currently in this room that's attacking you, but there's a robot out the door that you just came through.
And if you duck into another room.
You said there's something weird about Octurn. Is there something else I could learn by looking at that? Or
do you want to give me a society check? Which is sort of general geographic knowledge or knowledge of the pack worlds?
That's, you know, one of my
so close and so far away.
Right.
Octurn is too weird, I think, probably for the likes
Even
of you. They don't
leave
they don't they're like weird in a gross way. Maybe, you know, I don't know what your infosphere fame is, but it's you think they're weird because you don't have any followers from Octurn. We'll call them Spark Talks. Don't play there. Their infosphere doesn't like it has its own sort of insular infosphere that's really like about occult weird nonsense.
You're not goth enough.
Yeah, you're not goth enough. Exactly.
Well, I could do my underworld lore, and it would be perfectly fine.
Maybe.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna move toward. I don't know that I can actually make it over to one of the doors. And I'm gonna move to which, and I'm kind of exactly in between them, I guess. But I wanna. I'll get as far up towards this door as I can. The one on the north.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Fair enough. It's like, what is your speed? 25.
What is my speed?
Yeah. 25 from where you were. You can go 5, 10, 15, 20. You can get all right. You can get right about there. Is that cool?
Yep.
Where I just moved you? Great.
Yep.
It sounds like it's getting closer. Zostra, as you hear this noise. And then of course the door opens. It spots you right there.
Robots can open the doors.
Sure, why wouldn't they?
Exactly.
Takes aim at you and says, perpetrator of violence discovered.
Oh.
Taking net measures.
So am I.
There's no violence here, but the violence you brought with you in your heart, robot.
I'm making a range strike at you.
Yes, you are. I've got a hair trigger.
Do your thing.
Can I see the robot from where I am?
We just point blank at each other.
Yeah, basically. Currently, no.
Okay. Then I can't give you my plus two. Or that plus two. I guess it's not really mine.
Ooh. Oh, I didn't target him. Sorry.
You critically hit him, and I hit you back.
Right, we're just trading shots now.
Just trading shots.
First, we were trading conversation, then we were trading shots. I'm like, I told you, there's no violence here.
Minimum. He gets you a little minimum 4 points of electricity damage with his pulse caster pistol.
Hey, that's a better crit than I usually do.
That's pretty good. Take 4 damage, and you deal 8 damage with your crit. Great. Scorching it. Move, open door, shoot. That's my turn. Jode.
Alrighty, well, I think there's no running away from the robot here. So maybe we'll respond with the violence that he's seeking. I will move over here.
You have chosen this route.
Yeah.
And I will... I think I'm going to shoot at him.
Woo.
Loading your gun?
No, if you're all still there, everything went
real here.
Dark on my screen. I see nothing.
Oh no! Really?
That happened a while ago.
Oh, like on the map?
Yeah.
No, the internet is out. Zencaster is out. I'm surprised I can still hear you guys.
Oh wow!
Oh hi.
We still
there
see
everybody
it?
Is.
Yep.
We're here.
Gee, okay. That usually happens to me, not you.
We're in the ghost levels.
This we are in the ghost levels.
This thing happening
things
all the time.
Are getting weird.
I've been ghost leveled.
Oh, so we're second now?
Something weird is happening.
Not leveled up yet.
Not a ghost of a chance.
Ouch.
Let me go through. Okay. I think I can do strikes. I'm getting there. It's just a big gap John's going to have to edit out. Sorry, John.
He could insert some ads here.
94%.
Loading.
It's loading. Loading the ghost levels is actually pretty ominous. Alrighty, I'm going to move to there, and then I am going to give the creature what for.
I knew I was going to say that.
What's for that?
You're going to give up the ghost?
Don't roll a 4.
I will shoot it. Well,
you can
I'm
do
actually
better
roll
than
4. 18. Does an 18 hit it?
It does hit it.
Oh, well then you're going to take yourself a little bit of fire damage. 5 fire damage.
Whoa.
Take some fire damage. All right. We got anything else?
Yeah, I'm kind of running, gunning. I'm going to move up to where I could see him shoot and then like run up these stairs and a little bit further away.
Okay. Through that doorway that the other robot came through, you can kind of see like a
yeah,
a
there's been no... And as I get close to here, there's no other noise of another, wah-wah-wah hovering robot coming this way, is there?
No, it doesn't seem that way. All right, Dr. Dumais. You're pretty close to this robot, where this robot is.
Oh, I know. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and... I think it deserves a force barrage.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Sure
okay.
You're correct.
How many actions are you spending on your force barrage?
All 3 actions. I have to roll 3 times?
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Spend 4, 5 actions. Borrow from next round.
2 points. 2 points. 4 points. All right.
8 points of force barrage damage.
And
pew, pew, pew.
Pim. So yeah, basically. It's just okay. But we don't call it that any longer.
Of course we don't.
Right. All this sort of force energy comes out of your hands. Blam, and it explodes. Clatters to the ground. Mm-hmm. Its energy completely dissipated.
That's how you do it.
Nice.
That's great.
That's how you do it.
Violence is always the answer.
Indeed. It seems that way.
Yeah.
The narration, continues. It is a well-known fact that the Diaspora asteroid belt is the remains of 2 former planets, Dimar and Iovo, destroyed in a terrible cataclysm.
I'm going to implant some additional data into this voiceover, make it more interesting.
Okay. It's also a well-known fact that Dr. Vic Dumais is totally cool and awesome. He should rule the entire galaxy.
Pac-World's greatest mystic sorcerer.
The world's greatest. Yeah, indeed. It's kind of going on, whatever that says you put in it, John, all sort of facts. What do you want to do?
Well, I'd like to get a little bit of my my life back, since
that's not a bad idea.
I've got a bit drained out of me.
Like, seize some of your life back?
Help.
Aww.
Dr. Dumais is good at giving life back, but I can also use my power.
Yeah, well, I don't need much, and
I could treat a wound of yours.
Well, right, but if we got multiples, maybe channel would be good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I could use a little bit.
Okay. Everybody take one point.
One damage.
Thank you.
Boy.
I feel
if we're willing to wait for 10 minutes while Starchild's kind of peeking at why that far planet, Octurn, you call it, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I've only seen sort of the solar system schematics like this as like military targets, you know, from the other side. That's
right.
And that Octurn one there is, as far as I remember, it only has the it only bears the label not militarily significant. So I know very little about it.
Indeed.
Would a society check mean
you? Yeah, you can give me a society check if you want to know more about Octurn.
Yeah, I mean,
you
just
know
roll better than I did.
If you're from the Pact Worlds, although Dr. Jumei, I don't know if you are.
From a different dimension.
You might be from a different dimension, but you've been around long enough to know sort of a little bit about the Pact Worlds. Yeah, Octurn is the farthest planet out. And I think you would especially know this, what the sort of like known for is that it is rumored to be like home to like all of these weird cults who are attempting to essentially bring forth. I mean, the ruler of Octurn is literally Nyarlathotep. Essentially, they worship him there a lot. There's the ruler that's not the name, that's not his name. The ruler is, I got a name I can't quite remember now. But people say that he's an avatar of Nyarlathotep, the ancient god of insanity and stuff like that.
Mm.
And so yeah, it's got a bad reputation. It's got like thick tar black seas, like trees that look like they're made out of meat, and fuming like geysers that spurt out every so often. It's like people even say that the Octurn is called the living planet.
Yes, I not a suitable vacation spot, I
not
suggest
at all.
For most.
Well, after 10 minutes of you expounding on that, I'm ready for another treatment.
Well, I'm happy to give you.
I'm ready for
10
a
minutes
break.
Of that.
Yeah,
there we go. There's 6 points. The living planet, you say, has it been asleep? Maybe it is awake.
That could be.
Perhaps. It's, by the way, it's Karsai. Karsai the king is the ruler of Octurn.
Mm. Oh.
And people say he's an avatar of Nyarlathotep.
Tell me more of these trees with meat on them.
Meat trees.
Oh no, but it's like they're not real. They're not like good. It's not good meat. It's not like a good ham or a bacon or something. It's like gross.
It's like made of tumors.
Meat. Yeah, yeah, basically.
Well, yeah, that sounds a lot less appealing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anything else of use or value in this amphitheater?
Depends on how much you enjoy knowledge. How much
I do.
Knowledge, I enjoy knowledge.
I enjoy
knowledge
quite a bit.
Nice.
Well, I can sit here and listen to the entire presentation
of
the planetariums going around, although it has been tampered with a bit, clearly.
I'm going back to my seat.
Clearly.
I mean, that's actually probably worth me knowing about. I feel like this is the kind of thing I ought to know, that I live in this solar system now. I should probably know a little more about it.
Fair enough.
Are there concessions?
No, it doesn't look like it. Again, this, like, observatory... Looks like it would be a part of, like, you know, a museum or something like that. It's clearly just been plopped down in here from somewhere. Maybe.
Okay, but I asked because there appear to be cup holders in the chairs.
Well, yeah, I'm saying there might have been a concession stand outside of the observatory where this observatory originally came from, but here not so much.
Maybe that robot was bringing concessions. Yeah.
I don't think they made concessions for anything.
Got it.
We're going to go past that. Krychek, you go up to this other, the door to the north up here.
Too much talking, not enough killing.
Yeah, let's try the door.
Yes, easy I'm there. Over here. I cannot stand the...
Which one? The one where I was planning on going?
Wait, what about about the one that the creature came out of?
Nope,
robot
not that
thing?
One.
Yeah. Why not? It's already open.
Might as well take a quick look.
We just came down that one.
Oh, let's split the party.
Came down this one.
Okay.
Right.
This one was the one the robot came out of. But
we'll split up. Who's coming with the healer?
The reasoning is that the enemies are all gone out of this one. You want to go where there's potentially more enemies is what you're doing.
That is exactly what I was thinking, Zosra.
I was thinking double check to make sure this isn't, you know, there's isn't a...
I mean, I expect it, frankly, to be a little robot closet is all.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a catwalk. Basically, it's part of the catwalks that go above the corridors. So you're up a little bit. Krychek, what you see through your door is a small 10-foot corridor with another door at the other end.
All right.
This other set of doors, though, at the other end does look like elevator doors. Right? They're closed straight up and down.
Wait, where? Which elevator?
Where Tim is currently?
Towards the north.
Yeah, the northern. Yep. The door. Sorry, you can kind of like get in there, and you have to pry it open a little bit.
Yep.
And
not a problem. Looks,
not a problem at all for you, of course. Yeah. There's not a lot of give. It doesn't open kind of as automatically as you'd like for a set of elevator doors. But on the other side is this sort of like looks like a some kind of like it's got this weird chair in it. But it does kind of essentially feel like it is an elevator where. Almost like a funicular kind of elevator where there would be an operator.
Oh.
But mm-hmm. the load of you could all fit into this elevator if you want.
Okay.
But the consoles are all dark.
Okay.
All right.
Weird.
I mean, it's a design choice.
I'll step to the side and say, eggheads, fix it.
Computers, crafting, or which?
Yeah, give me a crafting check.
There's no active encounters
before it takes off.
Yeah, me too. But moving my character was proving rather difficult.
I was trying to craft. It wasn't letting me craft here. I have to drag an item. Which item do I drag?
Are you trying to actually craft something? Just roll a crafting check. Just go to skills and roll a crafting check.
Is there anything else we can roll?
I did.
If anyone wants to roll computers, I'll take a computers check.
All right. That would be better for me.
I can't figure out anything.
Go ahead.
Maybe a reminder, we do have hero points.
Yes.
We got a second one.
Yes, you got a new one at the beginning of this particular episode. Mm-hmm. So you all sort of put your heads together and look around. There's no power currently to this elevator. You can find out where the basically like the breakers are. You could power this up and maybe even get out of here.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, from this little elevator thing.
Yes, but whatever. But it's clearly not. It's not an internal power situation, right? Somewhere on this level is maybe a breaker switch that controls the power to this elevator.
Or you could just wire that computer up. It had a lot of electricity power coming
out
of it, didn't it?
That's true.
Yeah. You mean the observatory computer?
Yeah, somebody took some power from it.
Yeah, I myself can charge up smaller items.
Wait, really? Can you charge up this one?
Mm-hmm, I'm a living battery.
I don't think an elevator counts as a small item.
Yeah.
I can try.
Well, let's go.
We could try that other door.
The one it just leads to a catwalk.
Oh, okay.
But,
I mean, we can see where the catwalk goes.
Right, yeah. There's a little
bit
of...
Do our little thing on the catwalk?
You don't think on the catwalk?
I'm standing in front of the camera.
All right, let's do it.
There we go.
You
guys finally get here. I'm just standing there kind of tapping my toes.
Okay, then.
Tapping my claws against the side mm-hmm. of the wall. Mm-hmm. Ah, so catwalk. Let's see how you do
it. Let's do it.
I'm watching.
Okay. Sort of back
I'll go first.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you. I'm not.
Which one of you is
going
first?
It may.
The Patra must go first. It is obviously a catwalk.
No, yeah, I'm actually here to judge how you do it.
I'll back up a little bit. I'm not going in first.
Okay, I'll go first. Okay.
All right, 1 second.
Well, I could go first, but I don't have a light.
So many dice being rolled. So many questions. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. And you so do have a flashlight active, right? Okay, cool.
I do.
All right, great. You can kind of see the, up on the catwalk up here, you can kind of look down at the corridor below, and you can kind of see that it just goes a couple, like 15 feet or whatever, to sort of more open space that is, not as far down as the corridor itself, right? It looks like some sort of internal platform that's about 20 feet from the base of the floors that you have been walking on.
Okay. Well, let's go a little further, see what I can find.
Yeah, I'll follow behind you.
Yep, same.
I'll just stop you right there. You look. Kind of get up there and you poke your head out. There's this sort of really some ladders that lead down a little bit here, but you're on this metal platform that's above kind of everything.
Okay.
There are two people in here.
Oh.
Like people?
Surprise. People?
Indeed. There are two Yusoki who are kind of like crouching, wearing sort of black hoodies or maybe black hoods with capes or whatever, kind of black leather outfits and whatnot. And you kind of take them a little bit by surprise, Majeshu. And they have guns and giant star knives, I guess, look to be like on their back.
Massive
star knife. Wow. Who's that? And immediately pointing the gun at you.
Whoa, it's us.
Oh.
Who's us?
Lost people from the elevator.
Yeah,
we're trying to find a way out of here.
How many people are you? How many have you got that back there? Because right now he can only see Eswar. So maybe he's also a little bit behind him.
Yeah. No, I was just saying I could move up a little bit behind him, to not be an invisible voice.
Okay. No sudden movements. No sudden movements.
No, of course not. It's good to see someone who's actually willing to talk instead of a blathering robots beeping and booping and telling us about something coming.
Oh, yeah. It's been pretty spooky down here. And lots of electronics that don't even know what they're doing. And then they try to attack us.
They do know that it is awake.
Yep.
Wait. I heard that too.
Starchild, maybe these are some of your relatives.
Is that rude? Is that just it's because that's another Isoki back there?
No, it's Starchild. Starchild knows everybody.
Nice. I'm happy to move forward and actually try to talk to them.
Yeah, I'll let you pass. I'm not good at talking to people.
So tell me about you. I mean, I'm not trying to pry, but have you been down here a long time? What's going on? What have you seen?
What have we seen? Yeah. You'd like to know that, wouldn't you? You'd like to know exactly what we've seen. You're going to put us up on your InfoSphere show and cut us out of any sort of glory? Yeah, real likely. I've seen your type before, Starchild. Sure.
That's not me at all.
InfoSphere celebrity.
Oh, I don't think that you even understand what we want. We don't want to cut in on anything of yours or do anything that would hurt you or harm you or bring you fame. We don't want any of that. We just want to get out of here.
Maybe we do want fame and renown. People will know the name of the ghost couriers.
That's a rude way for me to respond to that. I'm sorry, but I've got to do it. What is the ghost courier?
That's us. And sort of like the two, you know, they're like, yeah, we're the ghost couriers.
Ghost couriers, like one who carries ghosts from place to place.
That's or right.
Couriers that are dead.
Nah, we're not dead. Oh. We're daredevils, see?
Oh, are you down here to find some ghosts?
Yeah, if we find a ghost, we're going to shoot him up.
Oh, that, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that, so you're kind of like the ghost hunter people.
Nah, 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 nah. Those are phonies and fakes. We're here for the thrill of search. We don't record on the infosphere to show everyone, oh, this is what we're doing. We just do it. So that's who we are, see?
Gotcha. Hey, I respect that. I really do. I kind of just lucked into, well, it's not even luck. It just, you know, it's just about, well, whatever. So you do you. That's awesome. And here's what we're looking for. We're looking for a breaker box where we could, like, turn lights on. You know, like circuits.
Yeah, you guys have been around here. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know a thing or two. So give me a diplomacy check.
All right.
Better you than me.
If anyone wants to... Scott, do you have any training in diplomacy?
I do have Well, I don't have training.
Okay. Well, you want to roll...
I have charisma, but I don't have training.
That's pretty good. And this isn't going to be necessary, but we're just going to do this anyway. If you want to roll an aid check, Scott, to maybe boost us up even by a point.
For sure.
With your diplomacy.
I'd like aid. But aid is a DC.
Whoa! That's not good.
Just hold on a second. That didn't happen. You didn't see it.
I didn't see anything.
It almost looked the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. So that is a plus one. So, Steph, you got a 26.
Nice.
Joan, have you been,
thank you.
Have you been conversing?
Yeah.
I'll let you roll your diplomacy, too. Okay.
That's really good.
So 20, nice. 26, 27.
But they don't, the aids don't stack, right?
No, they technically don't. But
there's two characters.
We're all helping.
There's two characters there, so you know.
Yeah, you're doing that. Sort of. They're like, yeah. Oh, all right. You're looking for the breaker box.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We just need a big break.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Sure. So, you want to head out here? There's a maintenance bay.
That's just exactly off the main what we're corridor. Looking for.
Yeah, I bet that's what you're looking for.
It is. Oh, that's so great.
Where is that?
You guys are so great.
Just go to the central spoke there and head directly to the to your left, to the west.
Okay. We'll do that. And we will leave you to it. Good luck finding your ghosts. It's going to be epic.
Yeah, we haven't actually seen ghosts. We saw some ads.
We
kind of ghosted them eventually. But...
Just be careful. There's some other weirdos down here, too, I think.
Oh, good to know.
Wait, like robots or people? Or what do you mean? Can I...
People. No, people.
Quick question for you, Jim. What skill am I using to figure out if they're lying to us?
That's a perception to sense motive.
Okay. I would like to do that.
Would you be can blind.
Roll me.
That's
roll blind perception check.
Hold on here.
That seems like a counter, you know, an oxymoron, blind perception.
That's true.
I agree. Not quite as bad as they heal for damage.
Blind, you said?
Yes.
How do I do that?
When it says a roll mode at the bottom before you press the big blue button.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I see.
There's a drop down. You just select blind jam roll.
Blind jam roll. Okay. There you go.
Oh, man, you got a question mark.
They seem pretty trustworthy. They seem pretty trustworthy. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
There's no way they would send us into danger so that we suddenly die and then become ghosts and then they can hunt us, right?
Or they can take our stuff.
Or they can take our stuff.
We're first level. Our stuff's crap.
Or deliver us from place to place like couriers do. Still, I think their name is terrible, frankly, but I'm not going to say that out loud.
Okay. Yeah. Please don't.
Yeah, don't even think it loudly.
But they said come down like this and head over.
Go to the spoke and then go west.
Here? Let's go back to the central area up here.
Oh.
Yeah, that big space that we were in.
Oh, before. They mean.
They're kind of like, yeah. I mean, you can take the catwalks if you want. Yeah, but they don't connect to the maintenance bay. You want to head down these ladders over here. Yeah. Just also, you know, we haven't been in the assembly, in the maintenance bay. So just all sorts of weird things have been happening. You know that. There might be some broken robots or something in there. It's just be, you know, I like you.
Well, you stay all right.
Stay alert. Yeah.
You do the same.
Yeah.
But again, also watch out for the weirdos that are not in that room, but
other weirdos
over in that general direction. Mm-hmm. They're like praying to some fungus or something. I don't know.
Oh, we didn't want any part of that.
Stuck in fungus. A square.
Yeah, that's about that's par a problem. For the course.
Where are you? Oh.
I don't know where anybody is.
John, where are you?
I'm behind this ghost courier guy.
Oh, don't walk behind other tokens.
I didn't mean to. I was trying to go past them. I don't know where we're going. Where are we?
He's trying to grab us all, I think, and move us.
I thought we were going back to the observatory.
You can go back that way to the observatory and hit the central chamber, or you could go down this ladder here and head
I can't see the ladder at all. It's
well, you're not. Yeah, you weren't. You would have been in that room probably because you were talking to them. You'd be like there.
Okay. So I'm on it. I'm on the ladder right now. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
you can climb down. Yeah,
go this way. Come down here.
Mm-hmm. Like that.
He said, "Go east.
Follow me."
I said, "West.
West. Go west.
Yeah.
Go west, man.
Go to this thing and go west."
All right. Let's just bring
table. This is west. I think over here. I think it's left as you're facing north, right?
Left as you're looking at the map, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, this right here.
Okay. I can't see anything. Oh, there I am. Oh, there I am.
There you are.
You moved me.
Wait, Jode, are you still on the catwalk? Oh, okay. There we go. You fell off.
Ah.
Okay, so we're headed this way over here?
This particular door here, yeah.
Yeah, so okay. Over there, and let's do this.
All right. Run it up.
This particular bay is just crowded with machinery and junk. There's piles of rusty bits of metal mingled in with other items that look actually pretty new and littered all over the floor.
Sounds about right.
As you sort of look in here, there's you can go ahead and if you want. A bunch of electrical equipment on the far wall as well. And as you're stepping in, the you can hear a little bit of a it is this another robot, another sort of floating security robot kind of like covers up, and it's even more sort of malfunctioning than the last one. Its arms are just kind of like pumping in random directions. And it's also just sort of covered in like a thin film of slime, you think? It just looks gross, right? And as that sort of just you're looking in that direction, taking getting your attention, that you hear from the middle of the room something fall from the ceiling.
Ew.
Kind of slowly and kind of
what?
Damply, yeah. A little squishily.
Oh, that's never good.
Right.
This mass of protoplasm and maybe nanobots is forming around all this junk and whatnot, and it kind of like forms up into this almost like a maw with a claw of some kind, and it begins kind of like splurching its way towards you. And I think that's where we'll end this particular episode.
Oh, okay.
So gross.
So gross.